By now, you've all heard of Italian Wine Unplugged 2.0, the latest book published by Mama Jumbo Shrimp. It's more than just another wine book. The fully updated second edition was inspired by students of the Vinitaly International Academy and painstakingly reviewed and revised by an expert panel of certified Italian wine ambassadors from across the globe. The book also includes an edition by Professore Attilio Scienza, Italy's leading vine geneticist. The benchmark producers feature is a particularly important aspect of this revised edition. The selection makes it easier for our readers to get their hands on a bottle of wine that truly represents a particular grape or region. To pick up a copy, just head to Amazon.com or visit us at MamaJumboShrimp.com.
Welcome to today's episode, part of another new mini-series on Voices, about the Vinitaly International Academy Italian Wine Ambassadors who contributed to the new edition of Italian Wine Unplugged 2.0. This new Mama Jumbo Shrimp publication was released in January 2023, and it provides a foundation for the Vinitaly International Academy Italian Wine Ambassadors course. Listen in as Cynthia chats with the personalities who made this revised edition possible. And remember, you can also tune in each Saturday afternoon to hear narrated installments of this new book, or head to Amazon.com to pick up your copy today.
Hello and welcome to Voices. This is Cynthia Chaplin, and today we are going to talk about our fabulous new book, Italian Wine Unplugged 2.0, which is the second edition of the textbook that we use for Vinitaly International Academy Italian Wine Ambassador course. And it is a wonderful book for anybody who is looking for a way to discover the wide and wonderful world of native Italian grapes, history, culture, geography, geology. It's a book for wine geeks and a book for wine students, probably about the best way to take a good look into Italian wine going right now. So this interview is part of my mini-series with Vinitaly International ambassadors who contributed to the new edition of the book by helping us rewrite grapes in our must-know grape section. So today I'm really happy to welcome my friend and colleague, Rebecca Sievers, to the show. Rebecca and her husband own Bari Ristorante and Enoteca in Memphis, Tennessee, which they opened in 2002. It's the only restaurant in Memphis that has an all-Italian wine list, so we love that. And Rebecca is a certified Italian wine professional and a Vinitaly International Academy Italian Wine Ambassador, of course. So welcome and thank you so much for giving us your time today.
Thank you so much for having me, Cynthia.
It's a huge pleasure to chat with you. You are quite new to VIA, compared to some other people who've been in the community for longer, but you've become a huge supporter of everything that we do. When did you first hear about VIA and how did you get involved?
I've always been interested in Vinitaly. I'm unfortunately have never been yet, but I follow Vinitaly on Instagram. And I think it was probably in 2018 after an opera, I was watching along on social media, the whole opera wine event. And then that led me to the Wine to Wine, the business forum. And then somewhere in there, I saw one of your ads for, do you want to be an Italian wine ambassador? And I looked through it. Unfortunately, I wasn't in a position to go to Verona to do the course at the time, but I knew it was something that I really, really wanted to do. And so then in 2019, you had one in New York, and I was able to do it, and it was challenging. It was very thrilling. It was terrifying, but I loved it, and I've been hooked ever since.
I'm so glad to hear that. I think that's a great description of it. It's challenging and terrifying, but it's addictive. It makes you fall in love. Vinitaly International Academy course, we all know, is a difficult one. It's pretty grueling. A lot of material to get through, but it is a a real deep dive, and it really does sort of bring out a passion for Italian wine if it doesn't kill you in the process. But glad to say that it did not kill you. And so last year, you contributed to the new edition of Italian Wine Unplugged 2.0 by rewriting 5 grapes for the must-know section of the book. And aside from the fact that I bullied you into doing this, what motivated you to take part in the revamp of the textbook?
Honestly, I mean, I couldn't believe that you asked me to do it. So I, again, was terrified and at such a, they're asking me to do this very important thing. I instantly said, yes, of course, I'd be happy to. And then it kind of hit me with the importance. I was overwhelmed with just how important it was to do this. I don't know. It was a great honor, and I'm very happy that I did it. And I'm very happy that to be a part of this community and to even get to have an opportunity to do something like that.
I'm really glad to hear that. That warms my heart, believe me. And I think it's interesting, this idea of the VIA community and being an ambassador. Not everybody knows exactly what that means. And I think it means different things to different people. You know, for you, how do you see your role as an Italian wine ambassador for VIA? What are you doing as an ambassador for Italian wine in Memphis?
For me here in Memphis, I'm just learning, you know, everything that I learn from Vinitaly Academy, I bring back and I share with my staff and with our customers. So I've always loved Italian wine. That love has always been there, but I've just never had this community to be a part of. And it's definitely empowered me and given me more confidence to put myself out there and talk more openly about Italian wine. But I'm definitely, it's increased what I buy and what I'm buying and selling Italian wine. And I'm having fun while I'm doing it.
It's so interesting what you said about the community, the VIA community, giving you confidence and being part of that. That's really true. I mean, what do you think it is about the VIA community that has engaged you to such an extent? What makes it, I feel it's special. You clearly feel it's special too. What do you think gives it that specialness, this group of, I think now every person who's ever, you know, taken the course is included in the community, and we're now over 1,100 people around the world. What makes it so special?
I think probably that it is just that, you know, if you are interested in any way and you end up signing up for a course wherever it's taught, you already have a passion, you know, for wine. And maybe you don't have the knowledge of Italian wine, but it is something that just, it's, I think passion is contagious. And I think for me, being surrounded by that many people from all over the world that love Italian wine as much as I do, is, it's just special. It just made me feel really great about it. And I think it's a family or a community that I never knew I was missing until, you know, I attended the classes.
That's a great point. The family you never knew you were missing.
Yeah. So even, I was fortunate to attend the one in Verona in 2021. And that was, since it was my second course, I was a little less terrified because I knew what I was getting into. There were even some people there that had taken the course in New York. And that's where I met you. And I don't know. It's just so inviting. Everybody's so happy and excited to be there. And it's just, you instantly feel comfortable. So it definitely is. It's a family.
It is. I think it really is for all of us. And it does have that great atmosphere of a bunch of people who are excited and passionate. Who do you think the best candidates are to become VIA students?
Are you enjoying this podcast? Don't forget to visit our YouTube channel, Mama Jumbo Shrimp, for fascinating videos covering Stevie Kim and her travels across Italy and beyond, meeting winemakers, eating local foods, and taking in the scenery. Now, back to the show.
I think you definitely need to have some kind of a general knowledge of wine, but really anybody that is wanting to learn, if you want to learn about Italian wine, this is the best way to do it. There's just so much knowledge. So I just think it's a great course for anybody.
That's so true. It really is. There's a lot of knowledge to kind of ingest in the course. But talking about the new book, which is our new textbook. So you studied from the old textbook, and now you've helped write the new edition. And you're a wine buyer too. So in this edition, we put in these benchmark producers. We understand that we can't put everyone's favorite producer, and we can't even put, some of the producers who we think are, quote unquote, the best from Italy, because they're not available all over the world. So our idea was to add benchmark producers that our students and people reading the book around the world would be able to find and know that the wine was good. How did you feel about that idea? And you looked into some benchmark producers for your grapes. How did you feel about that as a tool, as a student, and as a wine buyer?
It is kind of difficult, like you said, who are you going to put in there? are you going to leave out? But I think as a tool, I think everybody needs to start somewhere. And I think having those, if you are wanting to become an Italian wine ambassador, you should know who the benchmark producers are. And it might be, because of the history of the winery. But I just think you do have to start somewhere. And no, you can't name everybody, but there does need to be some names in there for as a starting point.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. It's a good starting point. In Memphis at your restaurant, I know your husband has an Italian family, and you travel a lot to Italy and to Puglia, and you take back what you taste and what you learn and the emotions that whole journey gives you when you get back to Memphis, and you're sharing that with your clients in your restaurant. Do you think that, formal wine education like VIA is still reaching the right audience? Are you seeing younger people be interested in wine? I'm wondering, in the context of this new book, how can we stay relevant and get the attention of the new generation and bring them in and introduce them to all, how cool Italian wine is. It's not just for old people.
I think, I'm seeing young people come in and whether they might be studying for WSET, whatever level, but if they want to try Italian wine, they're going to come to Bari, and then they can taste different kinds of styles and varieties that, that aren't available elsewhere in Memphis. I think what you guys are doing with social media is extremely relevant and should stay relevant with younger people. Instagram and TikTok videos get the attention of the younger people, and they definitely want instant information. And VIA is very good about doing that, having instant information. And even with this book, the new book that comes out, I use it. I can grab it and look up a grape varietal if I want to know a certain characteristic about it. I use it for training or just talking with my servers. If they ask me a question about a wine, I'll pull out the book and, we'll kind of talk through it. So it's a very valuable book to have around.
That's awesome. That was our hope for the book, that it wouldn't just be for VIA students, but it would be used in other ways. I've used it as a textbook teaching foreign students on their semesters abroad. You're using it to train your staff. I think that's really important. It is a book that's intended to be used in all different ways, not just for one classroom experience. And I'm glad to hear that it's you're seeing young people come and be interested in testing Italian wines at Bari restaurant in Memphis. I think that's awesome. I know before I let you go, I've got to ask one question, because I know privately that you're an amazing photographer. So I wanted to ask you where you took your favorite photograph of Italy, and what wine do you think of when you look at that photo?
Oh, goodness. That's...
We know that you come to Italy a lot, so there's got to be a favorite photo.
Honestly, I don't know. I do every time I go to Italy, and to answer the question, I don't know. I think because of our latest trip to Verona last June, when it was so hot, if I look at an image that I took of Verona, I think of Franciacorta, because that's all that we drank when we were there. because it was so hot.
That's a good choice. I remember it was incredibly sweaty lunch we shared.
Yes. So every meal that we had, I think we had a bottle of Franciacorta. Yeah. So I don't know. That's a hard question to just pick one.
Well, I think that sums it up in your mind visually. The hot trip in June last year is surrounded with sort of a cloud of Franciacorta bubbles. I love that. Well, I cannot thank you enough for A, helping to rewrite the must-know grapes in the book, and B, being such an enthusiastic member of our VIA community. And most of all, thank you for coming on today. I really appreciate it. And it was great to talk to you as always.
It was good to talk to you too. And thank you so much for having me.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you for listening, and remember to tune in next Wednesday when I'll be chatting with another fascinating guest. Italian Wine Podcast is among the leading wine podcasts in the world and the only one with a daily show. Tune in every day and discover all our different shows. You can find us at italianwinepodcast.com, SoundCloud, Spotify, Himalaya, or wherever you get your pods.